بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد، كما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على أوصيائه وخلفائه وعترته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سط نبي الرحمة وسيد شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل. I want to share a hadith from our sixth Imam, Imam Ja'far bin Muhammad al-Sadiq alayhi salam. And this hadith speaks to us of God's open door policy. You know, today in the corporate world and in business, we talk about having an open door policy. He tells us about having about God's open door policy. He says the following. He says, "من تولى أمرا من أمور الناس," a person who's charged after looking after the affairs of the people, "وفتح بابه ورفع ستره ونظر في أمور الناس." كان حقا على الله أن يؤمن روعته يوم القيامة ويدخله الجنة. That this person who acts in justice with justice, and he keeps his door open for people, he has an open door policy, and he removes the obstacles from people getting to him, it becomes incumbent upon Allah that He protects this person from the punishment on the day of resurrection and make him enter into paradise. Why do I say this? Because all of us are in a position of leadership. As a father, what he is saying here, how you can understand this as a father of a family or as a mother of a family, that I need to have an open door policy with my children. My children should feel no barriers if they want to communicate honestly and earnestly with me. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says that is the type of person that if he or she has an open door policy towards the people that he is charged with the affairs of, which our first circle is our family, then God will have an open door policy with him on the Day of Judgment. God will remove the obstacles between him and the Jannah on the Day of Judgment. And it will be incumbent upon God to protect that person. That's why, my friends, in whatever capacity that we are, as leaders, whether in our own family or community, we need to strive to have an open door policy so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have an open door policy with us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again to bless us in this holy month. Just a couple of quick announcements today. Of course, because the moon was sighted here locally, the crescent, today, alhamdulillah, is the first day of the blessed month of Dhul Hijjah, which means that not the day after tomorrow, but next Sunday will be the day of Eid, Al-Adha. We will have prayers here beginning takbirat at 9:15 a.m. and then salah at 9:30 a.m. sharp, so please come early. Of course, the day before that is the day of Arafah. There are many du'as and supplications that can be recited on that afternoon. Tomorrow, we are having our picnic for the youth because normally we would have the first Friday of the month, which would be tonight, but inshallah, instead of tonight, we are doing tomorrow at Del Mesa Park here in Costa Mesa from 4 to 9 p.m. for the youth. That counts if you're youth at heart. Of course, the weeks after that, inshallah, we will also give announcements for our Eid al-Ghadir celebration, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma ighfir lil-mu'minina wal-mu'minat, wal-muslimina wal-muslimat, al-ahya'i minhum wal-amwat. تابع بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك قاضي الحاجات.